Hi there, thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market has essentially continued a recovery which took root in the early stages of trade yesterday, where the market was recovering from session lows. It was down by close to 1.4%, was able to grind higher, finished with a loss of 0.5% yesterday. But following the encouraging performance that we saw from Northern Hemisphere markets on the whole last night, the local market has picked up that trend in early trade on Tuesday. And as we move into the early part of the afternoon, the index is up by just under 1.2%. So that's a gain of about 81 points. So it is quite encouraging. There are a range of factors to consider in terms of some of the inputs to why the market's doing as well as it is. But something that is interesting to note is that in the session ahead in the United States, there will be testimonies provided by the head of the US Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, and also the head of the US Treasury, Janet Yellen. The prepared text of Mr. Powell's speech has been released, and in it he described some of the headwinds that could be in the offing as a result of the Omicron virus, and so the Omicron strain of the COVID-19 virus. So this could very well be seen through the lens on the part of market participants of perhaps the central banks striking a note of caution given the uncertainty that is being delivered at the hands of a new element in the pandemic. So that might be a factor at the margins, but broadly what you're seeing in terms of the improvement for the ASX 200, the gains for the banks really stand out. So the ANZ up by 2.7%, the NAB up by 1.7%, Macquarie Group up by 2.8%. And I suppose if there is a theme to highlight, it's the fact that you're seeing the large cap names in any relevant space are doing quite well as far as this morning's performance is concerned. Mining stocks certainly fit into that catchment. So you've got BHP up by about 0.8%, having risen by almost 1.5% yesterday. Rio, a little only a small gain, up by 0.25%, having gained 1% yesterday. Fortescue Metals giving back a little bit of ground. It's down by more than 1%. It was up by 2.3%. So there's been an important outcome in the last day when it comes to the outlook for iron ore prices. Vale, the Brazilian producer, has tweaked its production forecast for the full year. So what they've actually done is lowered the top end of their guidance. So now there's a range of 315 million to 320 million tonnes of iron ore that they expect to produce over the course of the year. So that lowering of production estimates has been a factor supporting prices, which has been helping the big names in that space. AMP is a noted improver. It's up by about 6%. So they've outlined their plans, said that they're on track to separate their two businesses, and they'll be doing that in the first half of FY22. They also expect to take about $300 million worth of costs out of their business by 2022, another $15 million by 2024. So that's all dovetailed nicely for that organization's share price. Collins Foods is up by 6%. They've had some good earnings numbers, which are driven by strong performances from their European business and also their Taco Bell business. Their domestic revenue is up by 4% and their NPAT up by 60% to $26 million. So they're going to pay a 12-cent interim dividend. The market likes all of that. Travel stocks are doing quite nicely, recovering from the weakness that featured yesterday. Regional Express is up by 6%. Credit Corp is up by 5%. They've upgraded their earnings guidance as a result of the acquisition of Radio Rentals, consumer appliance business, so that's worked well for them. The Aussie dollar a bit firmer as well at 71.4 US cents.